What's up, ladies and gentlemen? BC here. I'm going to help you so you stop being so damn awkward. Okay? How do we do it now? I made a video that you guys liked on not being awkward, right? Everybody agreed that most people are awkward. I think even one person in the comment section said I'm awkward, which I thought was funny. That was a good one. Kudos to you, right? Thumbs up. How do we get to the point where we remove this awkwardness? Now, I'm going to come at it from different angles, right? From business, everyday life, but I want to make this as universally applicable as possible because that is a big issue right now. People in general are just super fucking socially awkward, especially you ladies, right? Men get a lot of shit for this, but you ladies are just as bad, if not worse, in many cases. But if you're pretty or you're good looking or because society tends to soften things up on you, no one really tells you anything, right? And the men, right, will bear most of the responsibility for being awkward. But it goes both ways, right? It's a two-way street. Men and women are super fucking awkward right now. So let's get into it. How can we stop this thing? Well, the first thing is this, right? You guys have to start to cultivate what I call a social rhythm, meaning it's a normal thing for you now to talk to people, engage with them, say hi, open conversations, and just generally speaking, be social outside of just the fucking five people that are your friends and the people that you know. And I'm gonna give you some tips on how to do it, right? So let me give you an example, right? I met a very good looking older woman at the gym the other day, right? And we had a great interaction. And it started for me just small things, gestures here and there, blah, blah, blah. We were laughing, having a good time, but that's a normal part of my existence now. Like I'm always meeting new people, men, women, and everybody all the time. And I can tell you these stories. Like if I did a video every day, I could pretty much tell you a new story every day because I'm always meeting new people. So these smooth or nice interactions are normal for me now because I'm always doing it. I've cultivated a social rhythm. Now, how does it start? Well, think of the places that you frequent first. You guys can do this on the business side because many of you who follow me cold call, you go door to door, you're going to build that type of rhythm. But for whatever reason, some of you think that everyday life is different when it's really not. It's just a different context. But let's say it is different for the sake of the argument. Okay, when you go to the gym, when you go to the store, when you go to the bank, when you go to the barbershop, are you making an effort to be social or is it the typical, hi, how are you? Good, how are you? Come on. Build that social rhythm by beginning to initiate, create, and cultivate conversations. And all of you are going to get through the period like I did where you suck at it. If you don't already do this, you're not going to be good. You're not going to come out and be fucking a comedian and perfect and smooth and silky like these movie characters that you love. That's just not the reality. It's no different than when we make cold calls and go door to door. When you first started doing it, you were nervous as shit. You didn't know your script. I mean, it was just a disaster. That's okay. But you have to make it through that pain period. I mean, this shows up in everything that we do, but people somehow think it's a legitimate excuse to say, well, I don't want to go through the pain period, so I'm not going to do it. That's pathetic, dude. If you're an adult and that's your excuse, you are pathetic. I'll say it to your face. You are pathetic. You're pathetic. You're lame. So that's the first point. If you're unwilling to do that, I don't care. Now, if you're watching this, and I always get this, well, I'm already good socially. Okay, whatever you're good. Like if you can open conversations well, let's push that farther now. Let's go for now, literally every interaction or almost every interaction now, you go for an Instagram exchange or a phone number exchange, men or women, it doesn't matter. Because then now that's something that you're not normally doing. So now if that first step is easy for you, so you get something applicable to the first step, push that edge. If it's difficult for you to keep the conversation going or get an information or Instagram or social media exchange or whatever that next step is, push for that step on this first point. So you get a little bit of a taste of this because you're already doing what you're doing. If you're already pretty talkative, cool. Let's push it to the next level. Now, one of the easiest ways to get people's information in social settings is to invite them to something because then you have the plausible deniability to get their information. So if I meet people in an athletic type of environment, I invite them to workouts. Hey, what do you do Sundays? Blah, blah, blah. Great. Me and my dude, me and my trainer, we work out, blah, blah, blah. Here, get my information or let me get your info. Pass me your Instagram. Easy. But again, the first time you do that, it's probably not going to come out smooth and you might get rejected or whatever. That's okay, because part of that first step is being willing to go through that, being willing to go through the point of not being smooth and being good when it comes to getting rid of this awkwardness. You will make it through the awkward stage. Everybody who's not awkward now was awkward at some point, because it's not encoded in your DNA to just be a superstar with strangers. Those of you who maybe might be good or at least comfortable, you were probably socialized or brought up in an environment where you were taught that, whether you realize it or not. It might have been indirect even, because it was what you observed. But if you observed it, at least you had some sort of reference point that was caked away in your subconscious mind. So now as an adult, or when you got older, it was easier for you to assimilate those moves because you had seen them and the programming had already been put in your head, whether again, directly or indirectly. That's how powerful the human mind is, right? It only takes a few references sometimes for something to be imprinted in us for a long time. So that's the first part, right? Building this social rhythm that I call it, right? Number two is this. Every single one of you, just like me, you are your own personality. You have certain traits, you have certain ways of being, certain thought process, certain likes. Individuality is what it's called. The next step is to let your individuality shine. If you're more happy-go-lucky, crack jokes all the time, and that's really you, not a nervous version of the real you, that's what you do. And not everybody's going to vibe with that. That's okay. But you wear that. If you're more the GQ smooth cigar guy, whatever, you know, I don't really say too much. I'm more the mobster type. Okay, cool. Then that's you. All of us have these characters that we really like and want to embody, or we already embody some of these things naturally as we developed. Again, this is the free version of you, not the scared version of you that wants to play some role or what you default to when you're scared. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the real you. Maybe right now you want to dress more like me with these crazy shirts and different color patterns, but you're too scared to do it. Then the color pattern is you. You're just too fucking scared to do it. We need to start accentuating that and wearing it and being that, because that's where we get a lot of our social power. The individual is being seen by other people and spotted and said, oh, this person is being themselves. They have a freedom that other people don't. They have good energy. Again, people are going to vibe with it or not. That's fine. But at least the real essence of you is there. And that's something that's lost. And that first step of building that social rhythm and getting comfortable will create that comfort that then gives you access to the second point, which is this individuality coming out. And many of you have suppressed that for so long, you don't even know what the hell it is. Or you're too fucking concerned with what people think about it, whether they like it or not. Well, I want to show this, but then they're not going to like it. Who cares? Get over it. Not everybody's going to like you. That's life. And we're in a world that's so socially awkward that you could, and I get this, and I tell this to people, you could even do everything from a social standpoint perfect, but motherfuckers are so socially awkward that they'll respond weird, and then you'll think that you did something wrong. That's the world that we live in now, to where their response will make you second guess what you did. That's why I laugh sometimes when I'm hanging out with people. I'm like, man, you guys are socially awkward. Like, I'll bring it up, and we'll laugh, but it's true. People are fucking socially awkward. We can't even get people to approach other people in public because they're scared or they're awkward. I'm almost 40 years old and I still deal with this with the people around me. It is insane. Okay? Those are the first 2 points. Now, this is probably going to be a multiple part series, right? Number three is we need to figure out for you, the person watching, and I want you to leave a comment. Right now, from a social standpoint, like dealing with this awkwardness, what would be like the most difficult thing for you? Would it be to go live on Facebook? Would it be to approach a stranger in public, like on the street? Would it be to do a speech in front of a few people? Like, what would be the most crushing right now to you and the most scary? Because whatever that thing is that you comment below is the very thing that you need to do and do consistently until it's not scary anymore. And then you find the next thing. And then you find the next thing. And then you find the next thing. Because when you get in this process, you start stretching that edge of what you're capable of so far that everyday existence becomes easy. And socializing is like nothing. It's like tying your shoes. I did that. If you guys remember, if you've been following me for a long time, I talked about how I've done improv. And I would stand in the middle of clubs by myself, right, to push the boundaries of what would scare the hell out of me. And when I started doing that stuff, all that fear just eradicated from my system, and doing everyday things just became automatic and easy because I pushed that boundary so far that now just, again, the everyday existence was easy because I went to such an extreme. You see, but I made it a priority and I was willing to do it, and most people are not. So these are some beginner steps on how we can start customizing a plan for you or anybody to remove these barriers of being awkward. But like I've said many times, whether on this subject or other ones, if this isn't if you're not sick of your sickness, you're not going to change. And this is why I always say I'm for the people who are committed and want to get shit done. If you just watch me because it makes you feel good, cool, but nothing's going to happen. You're just going to feel good. But if this is like, man, I'm tired of this, like I want to change it, or you know what, I'm committed, like I'm going to do whatever it takes, cool. Then apply some of this stuff now, right after this video is done. And I guarantee you, you'll start this process. It's not going to be pretty. It's not going to be sexy. But a couple months from now, you'll be a monster socially, and you'll stop being awkward, and then you'll come back and you'll thank me. Okay? But I'm definitely going to do a part two to this. Hopefully, this helped you a lot. Leave me a comment below. If you guys need any help, social skills, the sales skills, all the communication stuff is a lot of the main meat and bones of what I teach in my consultations and in my coaching and that kind of stuff. So if that's of interest to you, check out my website. All right, everything else is in the description. We'll see you guys in the next video. Peace.